Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kane. Batting third. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Bill Barrett. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Blankenship. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Blankenship. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting seventh. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bullet Joe Bush. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerber. The throw from Schock and he is out, Kane applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Shealy moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Shealy moves to third. Barrett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber throws to second for one, and McManus throws to first, and Sisler drops the ball. Shealy scores. Barrett moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schock. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Schalke steals second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 1 in the game. Kane bunts towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Ma still moves to second. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ma still scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shealy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rice for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bennett. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Bennett throws the ball into Robertson, who tags Barrett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalke is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Schalke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Com moves to second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 1 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerber takes first base on ball 4. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gerber moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacobson strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrett fields it and throws to second for the out. Gerber scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McManus. The throw from Schalk and he is out, Kane applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0-for-1 in the game. Kane hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hooper for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bennett hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kane scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bullet Joe Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kane fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Barrett hits a fly ball into left field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robertson. Falk moves to second. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Falk scores. Com moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Schalk steals second. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 2 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerber hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Elam Van Gilder now pitching. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 2 in the game. Kane hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Shealy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 2 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0 for 2 in the game. Hargrave takes first base on ball 4. Jacobson moves to second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robertson hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Barrett strikes out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Shock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin pinch hits for Ilum Van Gilder. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Danforth now pitching. Ted Blankenship is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blankenship is 0 for 3 in the game. Blankenship strikes out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Mostill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Kane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 3 in the game. Kane hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0 for 3 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.